So the first thing we ask is to prohibit the enforcement of the 287G or federal laws by local and state police so as to reduce unnecessary costs. As we were talking earlier, the budget is going to decrease. So one way to get the attention of the people that are in control is to say, okay, these not only are laws that are illegal, but they're costing unnecessary money, so they need to be cut out. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we are asking to allow all people to obtain a license or ID without the presentation of a social security number. And that would not only reduce the amount of people that would go into jail, but it would reduce people having that fear of not being able to go to their jobs, not being able to go to the store, not being able to do anything without this identification. We're asking for labor protection so that people can get paid for the job that they do and so that people are not exploited. The fourth one is an all right. We want the respect of our human rights. That's what we're asking for. We as immigrants and our community, we have human rights. We are humans, and we ask for our respect. And that's just, you know, a given. We're asking to allow all Virginia residents to benefit from social programs. We're asking to prohibit funding for implementation of unjust migratory laws and the creation of the detention center. To prohibit detention centers like the one in Farmville. I don't know if you knew this, but they're trying to build a detention center for immigrants, a 1,000-bed detention center in Farmville. And it's not going to get any jobs to the community. It's actually going to worsen the community, as we all know how these detention centers work. So we're working on a campaign to stop this prison in Farmville. If you want more information, just talk to me after this. Another thing that we're talking about, It's the moratorium of raids, deportation, and foreclosures. Another thing, to prohibit negation of health services to undocumented workers. To stop, punish, and prohibit public workers to denounce people because of migratory status. To allow in-state tuition for undocumented Virginia residents. To respect the right of Virginia residents to remain with their families. We also want to prohibit the use of legislation of abstract and nonspecific terms like probable cause, because those types of laws, those unspecific laws, are the ones that allow for loopholes. As you know, and this comes straight from the Patriot Act from this last administration, and so we have to make a change in the legislation of that. We also want to prohibit individuals' interpretation of laws for their own implementation. Also, to prohibit the use of the term illegal alien, to implement the recommendations of this commission if they're positive after an evaluation, and also to not link illegal immigration with terrorism, because we are coming here as honest workers.